This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:11 and you're with Sharmila and Lynn for a special one-off installment of Popit Popit Parliament. So the Dewan Rakyat met today for a special parliamentary sitting that was called by Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob to debate the flash floods that happened in December.
That's right. So just to run through today's agenda, since the format is a little bit different to a normal sitting, the session actually began with a statement by the Prime Minister, followed by three relevant ministers, the Minister of Special Functions in the Prime Minister's Office, the Finance Minister, and lastly, the Minister of Environment and Water. Then the Leader of the Opposition got the floor for an hour, followed by backbenchers and other MPs, making for a total of about 70 speakers in, you know, just from start to end.
Yes, quite a packed day, it looks like. But before discussions on the flash floods began, Dewan Rakyat Speaker Tan Sri Azhar Azizan Harun was asked to approve the emergency motions put forward to debate the shareholding controversies that involved MACC Chief Commissioner Tan Sri Azam Baki. So here's Puchong MP Gobind Singh Deo asking if the PM will be here to answer the questions that MPs have regarding the Chief Commissioner.
Kita semua hendak bincang perkara berkenaan banjir yang cukup serius di dalam Dewan Yang Mulia hari ini. Saya rasa itu perkara yang perlu diberi keutamaan. Ya. Tetapi dalam masa yang sama, Tuan Speaker, saya hendak penjelasan. Kalau kita lihat kepada perkataan yang digunakan dalam aturan 14, di mana disebut penerangan daripada menteri-menteri, bukan kementerian. Jadi soal dia ini, adakah Perdana Menteri akan hadir selepas penerangan beliau untuk jawab soalan kita? Dan soalan-soalan itu akan juga merujuk kepada isu KPSBRM. Tan Sri Azam Baki, we should be given full latitude to raise all issues that are important and are connected to this issue. Saya nak tahu daripada Perdana Menteri sekarang. Saya dimaklumkan beberapa perkara berlaku di Kabinet semalam, umpamanya. Did the Kabinet yesterday give the Securities Commission a direction to issue a statement? Did that happen yesterday, for example? This is only one question.
Okay.
Tapi kita nak bangkitkan perkara-perkara yang lain. Saya hendak tahu adakah Perdana Menteri akan berada di sini untuk jawab soalan-soalan ini ataupun seorang lain hadir untuk jawab bagi pihaknya. Kerana aturan mesyuarat itu sebut menteri, bukan kementerian. So it's specific to the minister, Tan Sri Speaker. Yeah. Saya minta penjelasan.
So that was Puchong MP Gobind Singh Deo. And the Speaker, Art Harun, reiterated that, as he has in the past actually, that he has no authority to accept these motions.
Sidang khas ini dipanggil oleh Yang Berhormat Perdana Menteri di bawah kuasa mutlak Yang Amat Berhormat Perdana Menteri di dalam aturan 11-3 peraturan majlis mesyuarat. Mengikut peraturan tersebut, agenda sidang khas yang dicadangkan oleh Yang Amat Berhormat Perdana Menteri adalah di bawah kuasa mutlak beliau, dan beliaulah yang menyusun atur agenda tersebut. Tapi sehingga hari ini saya tidak mempunyai apa-apa notis daripada Yang Amat Berhormat Perdana Menteri mengenai usul tersebut, maka saya anggap bahawa usul itu tidak akan dimasukkan di dalam aturan urusan mesyuarat pada hari ini.
Jadi, menteri ada PM sini. Should say something.
Yang Amat tidak berniat untuk mengatakan apa-apa.
That was Speaker Azhar Harun. Being his general self, I think, as you can imagine, other MPs also spoke up to question the Speaker's reasoning. But alas, he was firm on his decision not to allow the motion to be debated.
It's also worth noting that the Prime Minister didn't acknowledge any of the calls to debate the issue of Azam Baki. He pretty much dove into his reasons for holding this special sitting. And that was to clarify what truly transpired during the floods, particularly in terms of the government's response.
Ramai di kalangan ahli-ahli Yang Berhormat minta supaya kita membincangkan isu banjir. Sebab itu saya menulis surat kepada Speaker untuk memohon perbincangan satu hari suntuk mengenai isu banjir.
Lambat, banyak, patutnya hari itu.
Kerana banyak kekeliruan telah pun disebut, berbagai-bagai tuduhan. Cuma saya tak tuduh sesiapa pun lah di sebelah sana. Walaupun ahli parlimen sepatutnya terlibat dalam banjir, tapi saya tak pernah sebut sekali pun. Tak pernah saya sebutkan. Ya. Jadi hari ini saya tidak nak merujuk pada sesiapa, saya akan menerangkan perkara yang sebenar. yang berlaku supaya rakyat faham apa sebenarnya yang berlaku ketika banjir berlaku.
So the Prime Minister then proceeded to go through the timeline, beginning with when the alerts of heavy rain were first reported by Met Malaysia and the emergency meeting he held on the 18th of December, the first night of the floods. We don't have time to go through the entire timeline, but some highlights include his explanation as to why government assets like rescue boats took time to be deployed to all the affected areas. Now, according to the Prime Minister, it's because predictions had shown that flash floods were most likely to occur on the East Coast states.
Persediaan bagi menghadapi musim tengkujuh juga telah banyak tertumpu kepada negeri-negeri di pantai timur dan banjir luar biasa di Selangor yang berlaku adalah di luar jangkaan banyak pihak. Berikutan keadaan banjir luar biasa yang tidak disangka ini. Situasi kelang kabut telah berlaku pada hari pertama. Pengurusan banjir di Selangor telah mengakibatkan pasukan penyelamat menghadapi kesukaran untuk menjalankan operasi kerana berlakunya kompleksiti banjir bandar, urban flooding. Malah, pengurusan banjir di Selangor masih tidak menunjukkan perubahan yang ketara pada hari kedua dan ketiga sehingga menyebabkan ketidakpuas hatian mangsa-mangsa berikutan kelewatan operasi menyelamat dan penghantaran bantuan. Ini kerana sebahagian besar aset seperti bot penyelamat telah siap sedia ditempatkan di negeri-negeri lain, khususnya pantai timur yang dijangkakan berisiko berhadapan dengan banjir besar.
So, true to form, and as you might expect, the Prime Minister also recounted his presence on the ground informing Parliament that he was at affected areas from the get-go.
Saya telah melakukan tinjauan situasi dan juga proses pemindahan banjir di kampung Bukit Lancung, Putra Height sehingga lewat pagi. Jadi kalau kata saya tiada, tak nampak muka waktu banjir, hari pertama pun, malam tu saya dah keluar, berada di lapangan. Cuma saya tak tahulah rakan-rakan lain. Saya tak tahu, mungkinlah saya tak nampak rakan-rakan lain pun, ahli parlimen, ADUN dan sebagainya bekerja waktu malam tu.
Kami bekerja turun okay. Padang.
Syahlam hilang.
Ya, Perdana dalam. Menteri gagal mungkin menggerak.
Perdana Menteri pergi lambai-lambai tangan saja.
Ada beberapa ahli parlimen
siapa
yang
cuti?
Hilang ketika itu. Keesokannya pada Ahad 19
Disember 2021. Umrah lebih penting. Umrah lebih penting.
Shouting matches were really happening at pretty regular intervals during the PM's speech. If you hadn't guessed already, there were clearly many people disagreeing. But here's a snippet of the ruckus that ensued when Ismail Sabri said that he took the initiative to chair a meeting with state authorities, even though this was something that he said the state should have already been doing.
Saya telah mengambil inisiatif dan keputusan untuk mempengerusikan beberapa siri mesyuarat. Yang pertama, mesyuarat khas pada 19 Disember 2021 di Pejabat Daerah dan Tanah Kelang yang dihadiri oleh Yang Amat Berhormat Menteri Besar Selangor dan Yang Berhormat Setiausaha Kerajaan Negeri Selangor, Pengerusi JPBN bagi mendapatkan penerangan situasi semasa dan tindakan segera telah pun dilakukan ketika itu. Patutnya bukan saya mempengerusikan mesyuarat jawatan kuasa.
Tak bersedia langsung kerajaan Selangor.
Pengurusan bencana banjir Selangor. Patut bukan saya. Ya, patutnya dah ada jawatan kuasa yang telah pun diwujudkan di
patutnya
negeri.
Patutnya siapa? Tan Sri Nur Homa.
Di negeri-negeri.
Kerajaan Tan Sri negeri.
Kerajaan negeri.
Sepatutnya.
Tan Sri.
Lagi.
Perdana
Selamat. Kejap lagi bahaslah salam.
Perdana Menteri.
Yang Hormat. Bawa bertenang, bawa bertenang.
Okey, kalau turun padang,
ya, tolong kita cari
turun padang
baguslah. Blame game.
Bagus.
Kita tak mau majlis blame game. Ya. Majlis cari penyelesaian, itu yang kita nak. Itu aja.
So the Prime Minister continued to double down, saying that weaknesses at the state and district level in Selangor forced him to intervene. He also pointed out that flood management was smooth in other states like Pahang because they were better prepared.
Perlu saya tekankan di sini bahawa banjir di Selangor merupakan suatu kejadian yang luar biasa dan berikutan kelemahan yang telah dikenal pasti di peringkat negeri dan daerah menyebabkan saya terpaksa campur tangan. Umum mengetahui pada tempoh yang sama, terdapat beberapa negeri lain yang turut dilanda banjir, malah ada negeri yang dilanda banjir pada skala yang lebih buruk seperti negeri Pahang. Namun, disebabkan jentera pengurusan bencana di peringkat negeri dan daerah adalah teratur dan bersedia, bencana ini dapat dikendalikan dengan baik walaupun terdapat beberapa cabaran.
Dikendalikan dengan baik pasal banjir balak. Balak Mama datang ke rumah.
Mama, tolong. Duduk.
That was Prime Minister Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob. He went on to list the various types of help that have been channeled to flood victims, from cash aid to the various tiers of financial assistance to repair or rebuild homes.
So like we said, it was a jam-packed day. So now we fast forward to statements made by some opposition MPs. In his speech, the Prime Minister hadn't made any mention of climate change as the cause for the floods. So opposition leader Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim questioned the root cause behind these natural disasters and also called for outside-the-box thinking to solve this perennial issue of floods.
Berulang kali menteri-menteri sebut ini natural disasters, hujan terlalu banyak dan air pasang oleh itu berlaku. Betul. Ya? Tetapi ini half truth. Half truth turn into absolutes. Kerana sebenarnya seperti mana disebut oleh seorang pakar, political ecologist, there is nothing natural about natural disasters. Most of what we call natural disasters, tornadoes, droughts, hurricanes are indeed natural, though human contributions may increase their likelihood or intensity. Jadi yang betul, ada langkah yang harus kita ambil. Maknanya yang kita bincangkan di sini bukan natural disaster sebenarnya, tapi fasad. Fasad ini berlaku kerana soal rasuah. Bagaimana boleh kelulusan yang melanggar semua pertimbangan termasuk keselamatan rakyat kerana rasuah. Perdana Menteri sebut mempunyai langkah-langkah dan kita harus dalam perbincangan hari ini menumpukan tentang langkah-langkah yang diambil ini. Kadang-kadang perlu juga outside the box. Ya. Umpamanya kalau standard jawapan JPS apa dia? Korek sungai, luruskan sungai dan mungkin ada tebing. Itu standard. Dulu kita buat smart tunnel. Itu sebahagian. Tapi dia berakhir di situ. Ini menimbulkan kos. Ya. Menteri Kewangan risau tentang kos. Tapi saya nak bagi pandangan, jangan kita penny wise, pound foolish. Apa kata Menteri Ekonomi sekarang? Kerugian mungkin mencecah antara berapa puluh bilion, 15 bilion, kata 6 bilion. Ya. Jadi kalau kita mengambil kira ini, maknanya langkah-langkah seperti mana yang saya sebutkan tadi, soal plan, adaptasi perubahan iklim, itu harus dilakukan dan minta pegawai-pegawai, pakar-pakar di JPS dan lain-lain, itu memikirkan tindakan-tindakan yang luar daripada pertimbangan biasa.
That was Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim. Now, unfortunately, we can't cover the session in its entirety. As we mentioned, about 70 MPs are lined up to speak. And the sitting's actually ongoing even right now. So stay tuned to our news bulletins for any other updates related to the sitting. But in the meantime, do weigh in if you have thoughts on the Prime Minister's rationale for the lacking flood management response in Selangor, especially the bit where he attributed those shortcomings to state and district authorities. You can call us 77733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, of course, this is, like we said, a special sitting. There was supposed to be another one to talk about the issue of MACC Chief Tan Sri Azam Baki, but that has been postponed. Are we calling it postponed or cancelled?
I want to say postponed. Maybe that's just hope on my part.
Yeah, but regardless, Popit Parliament will return on the next sitting, which is slated to happen on the 28th of February. So, as we said, keep those thoughts coming. And we do, I think, have a message here from V.
So V says, everything about the flood incident is late. The government was late to the rescue and only sat for a special parliament today to discuss the flood issue, where all water has already been dried up by the CNY season sun. And the allegations of missing opposition MPs during the flood event, is that how the government operates now? Frail divergence when authority themselves fail to deliver the minimum of expectations.
Yeah, I have to say that I expected a little more substantive conversation. Okay, at this point, you know, more fool me, right? I think that this is really just my problem. But I did expect more substantive conversation at a parliamentary level, especially for something that was so debilitating, something like the floods, rather than a reiterating of what has already been said in official statements and on Twitter and what have you. That's very much what it felt like a retread.
And I'm sorry, but finger pointing and defending instead of actually talking about plans, what needs to be in place, and even the question that that Sri Anwar Ibrahim raised about what are we going to do to account for a long-term planning when it comes to these sorts of things. Yeah, I did expect more of a conversation and less, I did this, I did this, I did do this, which felt like a wasted opportunity. Do send your thoughts our way. What do you make of the special sitting to address the floods? Do you think that the responses from the PM in terms of the flood management was adequate? You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.